Ivytech.com. It is Thursday morning. We check in with Ivytech, and this morning we have with us Keith.
Adam Gross, who is the director of admissions. He holds the keys to the kingdom.
Absolutely right. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you today, Mike?
Good. Happy spring break. Thank you for making some time for us before you start on your St. Patrick's Day watching the NCAA tournament or squeezing in some work just in case Jenny is listening today.
But yeah, we'll do a little of everything.
That's right. And variety is the spice of life. Well, welcome aboard. We haven't spoken with you before, but we know Ivytech is always very busy.
Right.
And the guys and the director of the admissions, my goodness, do you ever get to go on vacation?
I don't. Rarely.
And that's why, because Ivytech has been super, super busy. The big new building is up, ready to go. Classrooms are going.
And because of that, we've got a lot of changes to our traditional O'Bannon Institute, which is now going to be exclusively at Ivytech's new
campus. Wow, on the home campus. That's great news to hear. Tell us about it, Adam.
Yeah, we're proud to bring it over to our campus. It's going to be a great opportunity for the community. If they haven't had a chance, come over and see that new Cook Pavilion. Of course, we're very proud of it. We love to show it off. So any opportunity we can get to host an event here, we're going to do that. So we brought the O'Bannon Institute over. In addition, the format's going to change a bit. We've got on Friday, April 22nd, we're going to announce it's the 1,000-hour Day of Service Challenge. So we're asking all of our students, all of our faculty and staff to partner with the community to volunteer. We want to get 1,000 hours of community service in a 24-hour time frame. So we're going to do that on Friday.
Adam, we've always had a kind of a volunteer component with this, but this
right.
one is really ambitious.
Yeah, we're just trying to kick it up a level, so with that 1,000 hours, and really get the community involved more so than ever before. We really want to partner with everyone. We want to get everyone involved. So we're asking for if you go out and volunteer on Friday, get some friends to go with you. We've got a number of events already set up on our website, ivytech.edu/O'Bannon. You can go on and sign up for one of our events that we've already set up, or you can create your own event, volunteer with some friends, and then log it through that website so that we can be part of that 1,000-hour challenge.
Well, and one of the things about college today is that people look at the resumes of the students and say, were you involved in it? Did the only thing you did in college involve taking classes? And so not only is the 1,000 hours big for our students and faculty and staff, you also have a group of students that are out in a foreign country volunteering.
Absolutely, yeah. Our annual spring break, alternative spring break, we've got 9 students that have flown off to Guatemala. They left on Sunday for the alternative spring break. They're staying with local residents of San Miguel, where they're learning about coffee farming. They're learning about local textile industry, and they're participating in construction projects that are benefiting the local coffee cooperative, which is De La Gente.
Now, is there a conversion table you use to take their volunteer hours from Guatemalan hours into U.S. hours so you hit those 1,000 hours? Does that work out that way?
Yeah, I checked this morning. It's 1-to-1.
Is it? Oh, very good. Very good. So that makes easier math for everybody, especially the bookkeepers, keeping track of all of that.
Even with daylight savings time.
Even with daylight savings time. Very good.
Now, Adam, as admissions director, you're always concerned about this, but as I understand it, the enrollment has opened up already for summer and next fall?
It is. Yeah, it opened on Monday. We're off to a great start. So summer and fall is open now. We opened on Monday. So we've already had a number of students. They've came in, stopped by all week. They took their spring break to come in and get ready for next semester, which is great. We love to see those students that are prepared to get started already. But then starting this Friday, March 18th, through next Friday, March 25th, is going to be walk-in advising, so students don't need an appointment. They can just come in, visit the Express Enrollment Center, and they'll get paired up with an advisor to help them pick that perfect schedule. But then, as always, you can, if students don't know how to get started or just have some questions with Ivytech, our admissions department is always on walk-in appointments, so you can come in anytime during our business hours and visit us, and we'll get you taken care of.
We're talking with Adam Gross, who is the Director of Admissions at Ivytech. And one of the things that I want to kind of plant a seed, we got some parents listening to us right now who have students away at other colleges. Mm-hmm. And summertime is a good chance when they come home for the summer to knock out a class or two at Ivytech. Explain how that works.
Yeah, they would just come in and see us. They can bring, we'd recommend they bring a transcript since they have previous college experience so that we can take care of a few things and get them put in the right class. We need to make sure we cover any prerequisites. But yeah, great. Summer's a great opportunity for those students coming home. If they have a part-time job, they can certainly...
Well, it keeps them off the streets. That's what we need to do. And education is an ongoing process. It never ends, does it? And it's a great way to get ahead. If you don't want to take heavy semesters the following fall or spring, why not knock out a course or two? If people need more information, Adam, what's the best way for them to get it?
Just go to our website, ivytech.edu, and then get them taken care of on there.
You look a little under the weather today. I suggest you take the rest of the day off and take two basketballs and call us in the morning.
Better work on my bracket.
There you go. You have time. That's the good news. Hey, Adam, great job and great meeting you. And again, folks, get out there and he'll help you out at Ivy
Tech. Signed up.
That's exactly right. And there's always
love to meet them.
Plenty of exciting times, and you still got time this week to do so. And just because school's in, you can find all that information. Adam, great job as always. Enjoy the rest of quote unquote vacation, and we'll talk to you coming up in the next few weeks.
Sounds good. Have a great one.
All right. Adam Gross from the Director of Admissions.
Correct.
Gee whiz. That's the guy you need to know, right?
Oh, yes.
Is his key ring like this big?
He doesn't get keys.
He swipes it?
That's right.
Retinal scan?
That's right.
He's that high up. That's, yeah.